Kieran, what's your sort of thoughts after today's game?
I'm disappointed. Well, we prepared very well. We've had a good winter, and we started the game pretty well. We were in good control. You know, we were led 1-5 to 3 points. So, unfortunately, on the breach, on a counter-attack, which was a big moment, they then scored 8 on the bounce from that. I think they went from 1-5 to 3 up to 1-5 to 11. So
that made it 1-5 to 5 at that stage.
Yeah. So that was a big turning point then, you know, and they went on to score another 6 from that without reply. So that probably lingered then on into the second half, where they started the second half well for the first 10 minutes. But I knew a purple patch would come for us, and it did, and we played well in that patch, I thought. We brought it back to 1 point, but we missed a number of good chances, you know, to get the game level, and you get a second and out feeling then when that happens, when you're not capitalising. And their period of dominance came, we caught a kick out and got a free on the counter and got a 2-pointer from that, you know. What, they scored 4 or 5 2-pointers a day, you know, and that was a big factor then in how the game ended up. Like,
in terms of your preparation, you had a few changes. I take it Ryan got injured in the warm up.
He did. He got a wee bit of a niggle on Wednesday night, and we thought he was going to be okay. So, no, 100% he was down to play, but he struggled in with his long kicking. So we had to make that change, like literally 2 or 3 minutes before throw in. So that wasn't ideal, but that's just one of them things you have to be prepared for.
And Lachlan Murray, you didn't have him?
No, Lachlan picked up a bit of a knock last weekend, so we could have risked him today, but we felt that it's probably better. He'll be out for a couple of weeks now, just to get him right, because you could lose him for 2 months. So we'll get maybe the break in the league after that, then we become an option for us.
I suppose losing your keeper just before throw-in, that's the point of making. It could be unsettling, but you started really well.
I know, we said that, like, we had a plan, and, you know, Shea coming in was just a different person that came into the plan. It wasn't a day for taking risks around the arc, you know. The conditions out there were very, very difficult. Crow Park there as well, with the firm underfoot but wet on top, the ball was like a bar of soap. So we went long in kickers, and I thought we started well in the game, you know, in kickers on both theirs and ours, but it was just that period that they got on top, that they capitalised then on both in kickers then, and how they attacked.
In terms of, you've obviously lost the game and the disappointment goes with that, but what positives do you take out of it going into next week?
Well, the game itself will be a positive. You have to realise this is still January. It's the 24th of January. There'll be plenty of turns and twists throughout the year. So we've had those conversations. We have to stick together. We have to believe that when the tide turns, it'll turn quickly. Also, players there that haven't a lot of training under their belt, they're coming back from club action with particularly Slatton Neal there, and Conor Glass from injury. That game will stand to them today. But everybody that plays these league games, the games will stand to them. So the standard of football and everything will get better as the weather gets better and as we progress through the spring.